Fretfin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 32nd Torino Film Festival, and today I have the honor of being with Giuliana Muscio, professor, cinema professor, who has a great experience abroad and in Italy teaching cinema. So welcome, thank you for being with us, Giuliana.
Thank you.
So Giuliana, my first question would be, could you tell us more about your experience teaching cinema and the art of cinema?
Well, the experience has been very good at moments, but if you mean in teaching cinema in the sense of history of cinema, this is the only traditional program we have in Italy. I was lucky enough to study, to do my PhD work at UCLA, and at that time I was forced, because that was the program, to take classes in film production, film direction, and screenwriting. And they were not, you know, a ghetto class for critical studies. They were the real classes all the other students were taking. In fact, it was a very, very interesting experience. So when I came back from the States, I realized that what we were doing in film studies in Italy was actually only a part of what could be done. And at one point of my life, I was called to direct a program, a master in education in audiovisual media. And luckily enough, in Padua, we have this theory. You need to be able to make something in order to be able to understand the language better. So we were joining film production and screenwriting and TV production with studying the language of this media for educational purposes. And so I was able finally to bring together the two areas of my work.
I don't know if you know that we participated with Fred at in the European Union and Parliament project, Europa Creativa, Creative Europe. And so we, with this project, Fred School, so we're planning to show, and for the film literacy, to show films selected from the Lux Prize and to students from 14 to 16. So in your experience, but I know that the European Union is planning to extend the age of the students from, you know, early years, even like not primary schools, but more or less. They think that we should start from the early ages to teach cinema and to give them the instruments to analyze cinema and understand it better. So what do you think about it, and what do you think we should start to in the film literacy, I mean, mission?
Well, you touch a very soft spot, and it's a very political matter. I think that it's something that should be interrogated, because all the governments that went by never change the rules in these areas. I was a young student when Lino Micicchè at Centro Sperimentale started, you know, pressing the government to get film studies in the schools. And when I was in the head of this master program, I tried within our organization, CUC, the Consulta Universitaria Cinematografica, to try to have a project that could function so that in Italy too we had programs in school. It never worked, and now we are even in the worst condition that if at the artistic lyceum they are going to do film studies, it's going to be taught by professors coming from academia, not from the university. Who doesn't want film studies in school, you know? Whoever doesn't want people to understand how media work? And I think it's a very easy way to understand that it's not even a matter of left or right, Berlusconi or not Berlusconi, you know. It's a fact that politicians nowadays need the people not to understand what's going on with TV news, how you do the panino with the news, or how you use editing in the news in order to favor your own angle. And so film language, it's a very strong political language, and that's why it's not taught. And that's, you know, I participated to a meeting in Brussels on this topic on film literacy. And I was so ashamed when I heard what the people were trying to do in other countries, you know. And we seem to be so behind that, you know, not much of a hope for the future.
So you don't think that through this film literacy project or European Union, we could do something also in Italy, I mean, to try and find room for, because we've been asked a lot of times, like, why don't they teach film in school? I mean, that's the basic, almost rhetorical question that we're trying to do something.
I agree with you, and I think it's, I've tried to convince professors in school that they can do something very easy, just using what they know, history of art, a little bit of narratology of whatever they do in their work. They could use that. They don't need to have a specific formation in film studies to do it. But people, it's like, you know, with soccer. Everybody thinks they can discuss the movies and they don't know anything about the language. They don't do anything to be able to teach or discuss these things with the students.
Yeah, and plus, as Emanuela Martini, the director of Torino Film Fest, said, sometimes you just need people that could guide you and point some directors out, you know, to tell you that even if they're downloading, she was saying that even if they're downloading illegally some films, there's been somebody telling them that, for example, they should watch a Jim Mickle film, for example, mm-hmm. because they don't know about it. So that should be also our mission.
Well, I think, you know, on the internet, you can do a lot of work if you try to have some of... I still remember the presentation Vieri Razzini was doing on the third channel of Rai, a little bit of film history and a little bit of, you know, a sequence that you can analyze. And it's very easy to do online, and you can really, with all these new platforms, you know, the VOD and so on, you could add a service of this kind so that when you rent a film, you actually can get a little bit of a presentation and add some value to what you offer.
And during some European Union's presentations of the Creative Europe and Film Literacy Project, it has been said that the best thing to involve more the students and young audiences in European films, especially, would be to create an interaction, I mean, involve them in some activities. That's why, for example, we introduced the radio as another, like, their participation on the radio, so that they, by talking on the radio and analyzing film, they can be that they're part of something. What do you think about it?
Well, you know, that's what I did with my program.
Yes, exactly.
I really, the section of on radio was one of the workshops that I took more care, because I didn't want the people to go on doing radio like the one they hear on the airwaves now. So my idea was, learn by doing means many things, but you need to have somebody teaching you, not the technique. The young people don't need the techniques. And this is what really upsets me. Film studies nowadays don't need any workshop in how to use a editing program or a lighting program and so on. What you need is somebody intelligent enough to show you a sequence and show you where is the camera, how is done the lighting, what is the color composition of the frame, and the editing pattern, you know, just take the first sequence. That's what I did when I was teaching semiotics in my class. Take the first sequence of The Consequences of Love by Sorrentino, and show them the fact that it's a long take, the kind of movement, the kind of colors, the composition in the shot, and how meaning is constructed in a few seconds, and how everything is gray. And so when you first see red, you understand that something is changing. And, you know, that's only the way you teach cinema is this. You show people what they can do with the technique, because the technique now, they can do it on their own. And I think it's the same with the formats. You know, you have to teach them how to analyze the news, which is something that people never do, but also how to be aware of the genres in fiction, and how to use the genres to change them and to use the ideological input of the genre in a different way. That's why it's needed that this task is given to somebody that is competent.
Thank you, Giuliana. Thank you for sharing your experience as a teacher with us, and I really hope to welcome you again on the radio to talk about film literacy and your work.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino Film Fest 32nd edition for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.